AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A New York State prison worker will be in court today to hear charges she supplied tools and other items to two convicted murderers who escaped more than a week ago. Clinton County District Attorney Andrew Wiley says Joyce Mitchell backed out of the plan to pick up the pair and drive them out of state.
I have no reason to believe that there was a plan B, but there certainly could have.
Police continue their search for the two in a rural area around the prison. Later today, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush is expected to announce he's running for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. In an online video, Bush sounded an optimistic note about the country.
What we need is new leadership that takes conservative principles and applies them so that people can rise up. America's best days are in front of us, and we are going to lead the world.
When he announces, Bush will become the 11th candidate in the GOP field. No one was hurt when a natural gas pipeline ruptured and sparked a fire that forced people from their homes in a rural part of South Texas.
We heard this roaring sound, and my sister comes running to the kitchen saying it's a tornado. When I run to my mom's room and wake her up because she's taking a nap, and we look out the window and we see nothing but flames.
The tape from KAVU-TV. The gas has been rerouted from the pipeline and the fire is out. Another bump in gasoline prices.
Up 3 cents in 2 weeks to $2.87. And this may mark the end of a 42-cent jump that we've seen over 9 weeks.
Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says the highest price can be found in San Diego. Drivers in Tucson, Arizona are paying the lowest. With 12 people known dead, rescue workers in the Georgian capital are searching for more than 20 people still missing after flash flooding wrecked parts of the city, including the zoo. A number of animals fled from the lockup. A spokeswoman says 3 lions, 3 tigers, and 2 jaguars were killed either by the flood or after being on the loose. This is AP Radio News. 2 teenagers have been seriously hurt in separate shark attacks along the beach in Oak Island, North Carolina. Mayor Betty Wallace says a girl suffered severe injuries.
She has lost part of her left arm and also may lose her left leg.
Wallace says a 16-year-old boy lost an arm in the other attack. Stephen Curry scored 37 points to lead the Golden State Warriors to a 104-91 victory over Cleveland and a 3-2 NBA Finals lead.
Put ourselves in good position now to go to Cleveland and hopefully close it out.
LeBron James says even though he scored 40 points, he's not doing enough for his Cavalier team.
I want to do whatever it takes to help our team win, and I haven't been able to do that the last two.
Game 6 tomorrow night in Cleveland. Stanley Cup Finals in Chicago tonight with the hometown Blackhawks holding a 3-2 edge, hoping to win the best of 7 this evening against the Tampa Bay Lightning. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.